Welcome back to In the Moment. We're broadcasting live today from the SDPB studios in Sioux Falls. I'm joined in the studio now by our own Nate Wack. Hey, Nate.
How's it going, Lori?
Excellent. State track, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, state track concluded on Saturday. Friday it was at Brandon Valley, Howard Wood Field in Sioux Falls, and then also at T High School, or T Area High School in T, South Dakota. And then Saturday, all three classes come to a head all together at Howard Wood Field for one big extravaganza. And it was fun this year. We did have a little rain Saturday morning, but it delayed it, I believe, about a half hour. I think they got about 45 minutes behind by the time some of the events got going and things like that. But it finished in sunshine and a beautiful day. So, and Friday was absolutely gorgeous for everybody that was attending at the three sites. It was just perfect weather for the most part for state track this year.
How does the weather affect us, you know, records and, you know, sort of the athletes themselves?
Well, I got to imagine if the track's wet, times are going to be a little bit slower. You could see that there was water that had accumulated on the track, that they were, even Joe Alk of the High School Activity Association's down there with a broom and trying to sweep off some of the water before some of the races and things like that got underway. But I think for the most part, I would say probably by the time 11 o'clock hit, noon hit on Saturday, the track looked as dry as could be to me at that point in time.
All right. So who did what? How did it go?
Well, state track, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Right,
if you include all of the events, there's about 114 individual finals events. That doesn't include any of the prelims that happened on Friday, anything like that. There were some finals events that occurred on Friday, about 39 of them. But after everything is kind of said and done, Sioux Falls Lincoln took home the title in both Class AA boys and Class AA girls. Sioux Falls Christian won the Class A boys title. Class A girls title was actually a tie with Madison and St. Thomas More. Mm-hmm. Chester area won the Class B boys title, and then Dubrook area won the Class B girls championship.
Strong showing from Sioux Falls, always in track, state track?
You know, it seems like it kind of goes in spurts, and you know, Sioux Falls Lincoln right now is just, they're just full of athletes. Because, I mean, we talked about them last week and the dominance that they had in tennis. And, you know, there's just so many really good athletes in their program right now. And they've got some young athletes, too. So I think Lincoln will be back in terms of cross country and track again next year. You know, they're gonna want to defend that title.
Right, right. Now, you've got a good story that's beyond the numbers and the records and who's on top of the leaderboard. And it has to do with somebody who can't make the track meet. Tell me that.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the thing, Laurie, is everybody whether it's state football, state basketball, state track, any state event, everybody is always looking at the scores and who's winning, who's losing type of thing. But there's always these hidden stories that lay beneath the winning and losing. And these are the stories that I think really resemble what high school sports and activities are in the state of South Dakota. On Tuesday before the state track meet, Taylor Maurer of Ipswich got injured during practice during pole vaulting practice. Something occurred where she sustained an injury that was severe enough where she could not participate in the state track and field championship. So you've got to imagine that's such a difficult thing, something you've been working on so long all year, not able to compete. Ipswich also had Macy Heinz, who is arguably one of the best runner athletes in the state of South Dakota right now. She was injured too and couldn't compete. But she kind of knew that she wasn't going to have the opportunity. She could see it coming on the horizon and knew that she wasn't going to be ready. Whereas Taylor Maurer of Ipswich, you know, this was the week of, you know, just put yourself in her shoes on how disappointing that is. And, you know, there's friendly rivalries and things like that around the state of South Dakota as well. One of the rivals to Ipswich is Dubrook area. And Dubrook area said, you know what, I know our rivals on the when we're competing and things like that, but we really feel bad for Taylor Maurer. So what they decided to do at Dubrook area was wear orange socks with Taylor Maurer's initials on them, TM, to honor the Ipswich girl during the track field and the track and field championships on both Friday and Saturday, which I thought was very special. Yeah. And it just kind of goes to show too that it's not all about winning and losing. It's all about competing, friendly competition, and respecting the competition
right.
as well.
Right. Does that come, do you think, organically from the kids? Do you think the coach participates in that? How does something like that start?
Well, that's a good question. Brad DeBeer wife is the Dubrick area coach. Brad DeBeer has done announcing with us for some of the state basketball championships and different events like that over the years here with SDPB. So his wife is the head track coach for the girls Dubrick team. Their daughter is one of the runners on the team. And having a conversation with Brad DeBeer about it, he said, you know, the girls just kind of decided right. Wednesday, what if we did this? And they reached out to Ipswich. Ipswich thought it was a fantastic idea. And then Dubrick area made enough socks for themselves. Plus, they also made a set of socks that Ipswich could wear, too. So it was actually the kids that kind of came up with the idea. And I think, you know, if you're a parent of a child from the Dubrick area or even of Ipswich, I mean, you really got to take a step back and just be really proud of what the kids right. and how humble and how kind-hearted of an act this was. And it's the kinds of stories, Lori, that just make sports fun.
Right.
This is it.
And she'll remember that, you know, when she tells the story of not being able to compete that day, she'll always be able to tell the story of how she was supported. Story of character.
Exactly.
Nate Weck, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it.
See you next time.